So I'm going to be getting contacts because I don't look good in glasses, so hopefully that all works out. Church, Jesus is mighty to save. Amen? He is mighty to save. Can you testify that this evening? Has He saved your life? Is He mighty to save? He can take the lowliest of people and save their life. Amen, church. I hope this message will just resonate in our hearts as we remember throughout this week in Easter what Christ has done for us. Him bleeding and dying on the cross for us because He's loved us so much. Listen to me, church. I want to read out of Psalms 148. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights above. Praise Him in all of His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest of heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His biddings, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and heavens, and He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants of Israel, a people close to His heart. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. He is worthy, church. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is the King above all kings, all nations, all kings ought to bow down to Jesus Christ. Because He is Lord. I hope this evening this is an encouraging message. I hope we're motivated to celebrate. To celebrate and praise in the house of the Lord today. We ought to celebrate what Christ has done in our lives. We ought to celebrate the cross. What He's done on the cross. What Jesus has done to pay for my sins and my punishment. We ought to celebrate. We ought to have the attitude of celebration in this house. Praise, church. Praise. Praise the Lord. See, there are many Christians today living like they have been defeated, not remembering the good work that the Lord has done. The good work. What do we call it? The good news. The gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, the best news you could ever hear in your life is that Jesus Christ has died for your sins, died for the sins of the whole world. Church, don't ever forget this. Don't ever forget to celebrate what Christ has done on the cross, the punishment that was on Him for us. All our debt cleared, church. All our debt. We were once guilty. We were once guilty. But if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're found not guilty. You'll stand before the throne and Jesus will plead for you if you accept Him. There's no way to the Father but through Jesus Christ, church. There is no way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Listen to me, church. There are many Christians living like they've been defeated. You are more than victorious in Jesus Christ. You are so victorious in Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Have we not heard this, church? God is alive. He's not dead. We're going to worship that on Sunday. He's not dead, church. He is alive. And He intercedes for you and I at the right hand of the Father. Man, does He love us. Church, does He love us? I can't fathom the love of God. It is so amazing, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you a question today. When is the last time you celebrated the work of Christ in your life? When's the last time you've lifted a hand? When's the last time you shouted to God? Thank you, God, for giving me life. Life everlasting. Life everlasting. An inheritance in heaven. Forgiveness of sins. Love. Church, did you hear me? Love. That's what Christ has done for us. When's the last time you've celebrated? There's many times we'll come to the house of God, the church. and feel lowly, not remembering what Christ has actually done. We're healed, church. You might have cancer. You might not have long to live. But if you have Jesus Christ, you have life everlasting. You'll never die. You'll never waste away. You have Jesus Christ. You live forever. Eternal life, that's what Jesus Christ offers. When's the last time you celebrated what Christ has done in your life? Where he met you. Do you remember where he met you? You remember the day that you were saved? You remember where he met you at? Some people were in pretty dark spots. I've heard some of your testimonies in this church. Some of you were in pretty dark spots, but Christ came to you. Christ came to you and said, I want you. Repent and believe in me. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ. And listen to me, 100%, church, 100%, your sins are forgiven. You have a place in heaven. You don't ever have to worry ever again about where you go after death if you believe in Jesus Christ. Amen to that, church. Amen. Let's just turn to Psalms 145. This is going to be a message of praise, and don't be afraid to say an amen. Church, please, don't be afraid to say an amen. Or give a shout, say hallelujah, that's okay. It's okay sometimes. It's okay to say an amen or a hallelujah or thank you, Jesus. It's okay to do those things. It doesn't make you Pentecostal if you throw your hands up every once in a while. In fact, we see through Psalms, we ought to lift our hands up to the Lord and give him thanks for everything he's done for us. Amen, church? Amen. Psalms 145. Verse 1. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Listen to me, church. God is King. Well, what does that mean? He's the ruler of your life. He makes the decisions. He's the King. You ask him what you want for your life. He is the King. And listen to me. Is he your King? Are you letting him lead your life? Are you letting him actually be the King? And this is what I get. Listen to me, church. He deserves our praise every single day. There's a fancy word here that says extol. What does that mean? It means highly praise. Or another word. I've already said it. Celebrate. Celebrate God's name forever and ever. Listen to me, church. He is worthy of it. He's worthy to celebrate forever and ever. Listen to me. What we'll be doing in heaven, guess what we'll be doing? We'll be celebrating the Lord forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Let's get used to it today. Celebrating the Lord, Jesus Christ, for what he's done. Verse 3, great is the Lord, the most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Or one generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of your glorious splendor, of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Church, I hope this is a reminder of us today. As great as the Lord. Great is the Lord, and no one can fathom his greatness. No one can fathom his love. No one can fathom his grace or his mercy. Why? Because it is so much more than I could ever give. It is so much more than I could ever do. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. And listen to me, church. We should be telling others of the works of God, the awesome works, the splendor of his majesty, the glory of God. We ought to be telling our stories to one another. Why? Because they need to know that God is still moving today. See, the world has forgotten that God is alive. Don't forget it, church. Don't forget that God is alive and he's moving. He still saves people today. You might be so lost, but wow, does he still save today? Wow, does he still pull people from the pit? And no one can fathom it. We should be celebrating more and more every single day. And listen to me, joyfully sing of your righteousness. Did we not do that today? Did we not do that this evening? Joyfully sing to God. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Church, sing a new song. Amen. 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 Verse 8. Listen to this closely. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. See, listen to me, church. My God is a giver. My God is a giver. We should know that here in this church. My God is a giver. There's one place that he actually says to test him, and that's in giving, because no one can outgive God. In all that he does, no one can outgive God. He is the giver. He gives. You can't outgive him. You can try and try and try and try, but you can never outgive the Lord. And listen to me, my God is compassionate. There is no one more compassionate than my God. I hope you can say the same. No one is more compassionate than God. Wow, if you look at the life of Jesus Christ, no one is more compassionate to people who are not worthy of his compassion than Jesus Christ. Come on, church, can we testify that today, that he is beyond compassionate? And wow, is he slow to anger. Wow, can there so many times he should have just smited me down. But wow, is he slow to anger. He is so patient. He is so patient with us. When we can't get it right, we can't get it right, we can't get it right, yet he still tries to draw us closer and closer and closer with him. And is he so rich in love? Can I tell you that we wouldn't even know what love was without Jesus Christ? Not true love, not a godly love, not a godly sacrificial love. Can we praise in the house today that Jesus Christ sacrificially loves us? Amen. Sacrificially loves us. God didn't spare his only son. In fact, listen to me, church. He led his one and only son up the hill of Calvary to be sacrificed for you and I. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord every single day. Don't stop celebrating it. Don't stop celebrating it, because you have a place in heaven because of it. A relationship with God. A true, awesome, loving, intimate relationship with God because of it. Don't stop celebrating it. He is compassionate, he is slow to anger, and he is rich in love. He is the author of love. He is the author of love. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of your glory, of your kingdom, and speak of your might, so that all people may know your mighty acts and your glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all of his promises and faithful in all he does. Listen to me, church. He is the author of goodness. There is no one more good than God is. He is the author of goodness. And listen to me closely. This is so important for you to understand. His kingdom never fails. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Can I tell you that God, no matter what the world says, God controls the earth. He controls the world. He has the whole world in his hands. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And your dominion endures through all generations. Praise the Lord. He reigns through all time. That means the God of the Bible, listen to me, church, the God of the Bible is still the same God today. He's still the same God today. The same loving God who sacrificed Jesus Christ for us is still the same God today, who wants to save your life from sin, save your life from hell. He wants to give you a place in heaven. He is the author of goodness. He has an everlasting kingdom. And listen to me, church. He is faithful. It says the Lord is trustworthy in all of his promises and faithful in all he does. So many times I am so unfaithful. So many times I don't keep my promises. But listen to me, I serve a God that always keeps his promises and always is faithful in what he does. Praise the Lord, church, for that. And listen to me, what are these promises? Forgiveness. This is a promise we have in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven. That can't be taken away. The fact the word says, confess your sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Listen to me, church. It says he cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. These are all promises. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he loves you so much that he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell inside you. That's a promise, church. That's a promise. The Holy Spirit is a promise of God. And listen to me, heaven is a promise, an inheritance in heaven. Not only do we get a place, but he says, I have treasures for you in heaven. Don't forsake the treasures. He's got them there. Don't store them up here. Store them up there. Amen, church. Amen. Come on, let's worship today. We can worship even through preaching. We can still worship. Praise the Lord. Listen to me, God is so good. We don't deserve it. He's so gracious. We don't deserve it. He's so loving. We don't deserve it. But he says we're worth that much. We're worth that much to die for you. You're worth that much that he sent Jesus to die for you. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Be happy. Smile sometimes. Maybe somebody might ask you, what you're so happy about? What you're so happy about? And you can tell them, wow, can I share with you the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for me? Hopefully you got a lot to say. Hopefully you have a lot to say if someone ever asks you, why are you so happy? Why you got a smile on your face? And you can say, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Amen, church. He keeps his promises. And there's so many more promises. I could do a whole message on the promises of God. There are so many promises. He is so faithful to us. He is so loving to us. And wow, we don't deserve it so many times, but he still offers it to us. He still gives it to us. Verse 14. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you and give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Listen to me, church. He's a God who picks us up. You ever felt lowly? You ever felt depressed? You ever felt like you weren't worth a whole lot? Can I tell you, it is the Lord who picks us up. He holds us up. He picks us up and reminds us of this. Listen to me, church, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he reminds us that you're a child of God. A child of God. Amen. Amen, right? A child of God. We're sons and daughters of the King. Sons and daughters of the King. Praise his name, church. He's a God who picks us up. And listen to me when I tell you, he heals the brokenhearted. You ever been brokenhearted? Has Jesus ever healed your broken heart? Come on now. Has he ever healed your broken heart? He's healed my broken heart so many times. So many times. He heals broken hearts. And I wish we could say it. We can't do that. I can't heal a broken heart. This church can't heal a broken heart. But I can tell you who can. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can heal a broken heart. He's the only one that can heal a broken heart. And listen to me, he did that on the cross for every single person. It doesn't matter who you are. If you have a broken heart, he can fix it. He can heal it. He can make it right. He's the one who brings satisfaction. You ever need satisfied from your desires, from your wants? God is the only one who can satisfy it. The only one who can satisfy it. Listen to me closely. You can't defeat porn by yourself. You can't do it. You can't do it. You got to have Jesus Christ. You have to have Jesus Christ. You can't heal trauma by yourself. You got to have Jesus Christ. And he so willingly offers it to us. So willingly does he offer help. Forgiveness. Healing, church. We all need healed. And listen to me when I tell you, God provides. He provides. You need something in life? You need something? He provides. It says, in verse 16, you open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Not only does he satisfy us, or give us what we need. He gives the earth what it needs. He gives creation what he needs. Listen to me. If he can control the whole earth, he can help you with your needs. He can give you what you need. He's the God who provides. See, Abraham and Isaac, at that moment of testing in Abraham's life, there's one thing Abraham declares: the God who provides. And there's a little nugget in that whole thing of how Abraham led his son up this mountain and God stopping him and providing a ram, a lamb. Can I tell you, he did the same thing for us. He led his son up the mountain to be sacrificed for you and I. Up the hill of Calvary. Nailed to a tree. Bled and died. You know what he says? You know what Jesus Christ says on the cross? It is finished. You ain't got to live in your old lifestyle no more. You don't have to live the old life anymore, the broken life, the sinful life, because Christ says it's finished. Finished. Salvation, praise the Lord. Finished. Christ did it. All the way to the cross. And I keep saying that because I struggle with that sometimes. That Christ would die for a person like me. I've done a lot of bad things in my life. Things that should have sent me straight to hell. But yet Christ still plucked me from the pit and saved my life. And trust me when I tell you, if he can do that for me, he can definitely do that for you. If he can do it to Saul, he can definitely do it for you. Don't think you're too far gone for God to save your life, because he is the one who provides. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Listen to me, church. My God is righteous. He is right in all he does. Listen to me. He is fair. He is just. He does not show favoritism. Listen to me. He is the rightful judge. If there is one person to sit on the throne, the judgment seat, it is God. He does not show any favoritism. And listen to me. There are a lot of judges who probably do a lot of evil things. Can I tell you? My God is not one of them. My God is not one of them. He is just and right in everything he does. He is fair. And listen to me when I tell you, he hears the cries of his people. God hears the cries of his people. When you cry out to God, listen to me, he hears your cries. And it says he hears their cry and he saves them. He doesn't leave us in those moments. He doesn't leave us in those moments. He saves us from those moments. Praise the Lord. He hears the cries of his people. He is the only one who can save. And listen to me when I tell you, church, God is so near to us. So near to us. He is alive. He is so near to us. And he draws us closer every single day. If we want. If we seek after him. If we go towards him. It says, what does it say? The Lord is near to all who call on him. All who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. All who call on him in truth. Listen to me. God is there for you. God is there for you. Why should we have the attitude of celebration in this house? Why should we celebrate? Why should we praise God? Listen to me. I believe this. It moves the hand of God. When his people come together, and I hope you're praying to God. I hope you're asking him for what you need and what other people's need. That's all good. You should be doing those things every single day. But don't forget to praise the Lord for what he does. And listen to me, when we can all come together and say, thank you, Jesus. When we all can come together and praise the Lord together, I believe it moves the hands of God. He dwells in us. He moves when we praise him. Why would God let us do anything if we're all about ourselves. If we're all about new life. This is why we praise Him in this church. We thank Him in this church. And listen to me when I tell you, why should we have the attitude of celebration? It takes our eyes off of us. And it puts them on the one who our eyes should be on. Jesus Christ. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Listen to me when I tell you, fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. He's the author of all of it. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. And when you, listen to me, when you praise God with all of your heart, you can't help but put your eyes on God. When you actually praise Him with all of your heart in worship and praise, all those things, you can't help but take your eyes off yourself and put them on the Lord. You can't help. So go ahead and shout for the Lord every now and then. Wherever you're at. Can I tell you, you can thank God even at work. You can thank God even at work. Or at school. Or on the streets. You can say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, we can do that. Not everybody gets that opportunity without the fear of death. We should be taking advantage of every opportunity to praise the Lord. Every opportunity to celebrate the Lord in this house. We should take every opportunity to celebrate. Why? I want to read this passage in Luke. Many of us know this, but I really want us to dig deep. Please, I want us to dig deep and really think about what God has done. Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 21, says, "The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" So they began to celebrate, church. Celebrate. Why should we celebrate? Because we were once dead, but God made us alive. We were once lost, but God found us. Praise the Lord, church, that we were once so far gone, but Christ found us. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. So they began to celebrate. The father had no reason not to celebrate. Because why? Because his son was home. You're home if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Listen to me, church. You're home. You're lost. You were so far lost, but now you're home. You're home. And he tells the older brother, "My son, the father said, you have always been with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. Again, he was lost and is found." Listen to me, church. There are so many people dead in this world. They're just walking dead people. They're just dead. They're lost. They don't know where to go. They're so far gone. Listen to me. We ought to shout praise to God. Why? So they might hear that God is not dead. He is alive. Don't be ashamed of what Christ has done in your life. Don't be ashamed of what Christ has done in your life. Listen to me. Listen to me, church. Jesus says, if you deny me, I'll deny you. Don't deny Jesus Christ. We have no reason not. We don't have any reason to deny Jesus Christ for what he's done. We were once lost. That's why we should celebrate. That's why we should be grateful to God. That's why we know He's good. That's why we know He's loving, or He's caring. He's compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. That's how we know. That's how we know. Amen, church? Can we be happy about the work that Christ has done in our life today? Can we put a smile on our face throughout the rest of this week, knowing that my Savior is risen? Can we put a smile on our face this week? Can we lay aside the hurts and the pains for just a moment, and just give thanks to the Lord for what He's done? Can we just lay aside anything that might be hindering us today, just to give a shout of praise to Jesus Christ? Can we do that today? And listen to me, verse 21 here. The last part of 145. Verse 21 says, "My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever." My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. I'll ask it again. When is the last time you celebrated the Lord? When's the last time you've praised the Lord? Here at the end it says, "My mouth will speak." When's the last time Jesus has left your lips? Not here. Not in church. Outside. When's the last time outside these walls you've mentioned Jesus Christ? Can I tell you, listen to me, sometimes we think these are small things. But can I tell you that praying at dinner, praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, people watch you. People see those things. And they might, some might laugh, but there's always that one person. What's that all about? Why are they doing that? Isn't their meal going to get cold? There's that one person who's thinking, maybe this stuff is real. Maybe this stuff is the truth. Maybe Jesus Christ did die on the cross for me. Maybe he would forgive me. Can I tell you, really, the only way they're going to figure that out? If you do exactly what God has called you to. Speak his name. Speak his name, church. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of us to speak, to say his name. If any name should be coming out of our mouth, it should be Jesus. There's no one who's done more for you if you're a believer in Christ. There's no one who's done more for you than Jesus Christ. And I know there's so many of you would say that. So many of you have got really powerful testimonies of how God brought you out of it. When's the last time you told somebody about it? When's the last time you said, "This is what Jesus has done for me"? Do you know the story of Jesus? God sent his only son. He sent his only son to live in this sinful world for you and I. And he goes straight to the cross, bleeds, and dies for you and I. For the sins we've committed, the wrongs we've committed. And listen to me, it was so powerful then that it stretches through all time. A sacrifice to end all sacrifices. An atonement to end all the atonements. Jesus Christ, he's our high priest. He's our king. He's our savior. Don't ever forget that, church. He's our Savior. So I got a challenge for you guys. As Easter gets closer, we're going to have a service on Sunday. I want you to reflect. I want you to think for a moment. What has the Lord done for me in my life? And I want you to remember where God met you. Where God saved you. Wherever it was. Whether it was at this church, whether it was at another church, whether it was on the street, on a hill, far away. God can meet us anywhere. God can meet us anywhere. Don't forget where he saved you. Don't forget what your life was like. Remember what God has done. Praise the Lord, church. Celebrate. This should be moments of celebrating. Moments of celebrating. So I want to give one more opportunity. I always like to do these messages and I wanted to do it now. You get a moment to praise the Lord. A moment to celebrate the Lord. You don't need the mic. Just shout it. What are you thankful to God for? What do you want to praise him for? Don't let this be a moment of silence.